Branko Miletic, and thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine.
Today we have with us a couple of very distinguished guests. Firstly, Louise Cantalong, the Consul General for New South Wales and the Deputy Trade Commissioner for Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah.
And New Zealand?
Representing the UK.
And along with Louise, we have Kathleen Losby, who we actually know very well, CEO of the Architects Accreditation Council of Australia. Welcome, Louise and Kathleen, to Talking Architecture and Design.
Thank you, Branko.
Thanks, Branko. Great to be here.
Okay, I'll ask you, Louise, the first question. How long? I mean, well, obviously, this is about the mutual recognition agreement, which was signed tonight.
Yes.
In my presence, so I know it was actually signed because I was here, and takes effect on the 25th of May.
Yep. Okay.
How long has the mutual recognition agreement been in the works, and what do you see will be its immediate effect for architects in both Australia and New Zealand?
It's been in the pipeline for 6 years, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know there's been teams, trilateral teams across Australia, New Zealand and the UK discussing this and getting the pieces in place for the last 6 years. And I think the immediate effects are that we've got a number of architects with us this evening, that previously the process was laborious, quite intensive, and difficult to get accreditation. And also it seemed to have changed over the years as well. There didn't seem to be much uniformity around it. And that will cut all of that out and make it much more simple for architects from the UK, Australia and New Zealand to be able to work in each other's countries.
Okay, and Kathleen, from your point of view, I mean, having been an architect for quite a few years now, and you know the profession here very well, what do you see as the benefits for Australian architects?
Well, perhaps if I look at it from a personal perspective, when I was in the 1990s and I'd graduated and registered here in Australia and then I went to work in London, like many Australians do, the whole process for me to have become recognised in the UK was extremely long, arduous and expensive. So first of all, my qualifications weren't recognised. I would have had to have gone through several steps. I started that process. It was very intensive. Then I would have had to have done the registration process, so time and cost to do that. In the end, I didn't end up doing it. But if I was me now, as a recent graduate, either a recent graduate or a recently registered architect, I could go to the UK and now my qualifications would be recognised and my registration would be recognised. So it's a substantial difference. And this is really pleasing because Australians, when we study architecture, are always keen to go and work in the UK. It's very similar to here. It's part of our education and our studies. We're so keen to go over there. It's the gateway to Europe. And similarly, I see a lot of British people coming here. So really, we're just recognising that we have so many similarities in our qualifications and our registration processes. It's great to get back to a situation that I believe actually existed in the 1970s. So it may well have taken 50 years, but we're back to there, and that's really pleasing.
Branko Miletic, thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. The A&D Network proudly presents the Sustainability Awards. You can find more information at sustainablebuildingawards.com.au.
There is obviously proximity to Brexit. Is there any relationship between that, or is that coincidental?
I guess there's no direct relation, but leaving the European Union, we need to shape ourselves as an independent trading nation. So, and legislation coming out of leaving Brexit has allowed the ARB to sign with AACA and the New Zealand Registered Architects Board. So it has facilitated that process, but not because of it. And then it also supports our, the architects here, that's a gold standard for recognition of qualifications, and we hope that many others will follow through that. And with the free trade agreements bilaterally, both with the Australia and New Zealand, coming into force on the 31st of May, so shortly after, that just supports that mobility of people and recognition of the fact that people want to work in each, in our countries. And as Kathleen says, you know, there's so much commonality between our regulatory environments and speaking English. It just really makes sense to bring this forward.
Mm-hmm. So, Kathleen, what kind of numbers do you think? I mean, I know this is like a prediction. What kind of numbers do you think we'll be looking at?
Look, it's really hard to predict at the moment. And we're really going... we're really assessing this based on a historical relationship between the UK and Australia, recognising that it's New Zealand as well. We actually expect that this program will be the most in-demand mutual recognition agreement that architects have ever had in our Australian history. What that actual number is, Branko, I can't give you an exact. Maybe come back to me in 6 months and I'll tell you. But we're expecting it to be actually really high.
Okay, well... Louise, do you concur? Do you think you have? I mean, you must have some sort of a ballpark figure of what you're expecting.
To be honest, I don't. But what I can tell you is that when we've been negotiating the free trade agreements between the UK and Australia and New Zealand, the number one thing that companies ask for is mobility of people.
Yeah.
So that is the number one issue, and anything that can help that is going to make a difference. And whether it's mobility, in this case of, you know, recognition of architects around that, or whether it's the youth mobility programme, which will increase from 30 to 35 and go from 2 to 3 years, I think we're going to see a much bigger crossover of people between all our three countries.
Okay, I'll put the last question out to both of you. How do you see this impacting on the students of architect, or architect students rather? I think that...
Huge impact.
Okay.
Look, absolutely. So I like to go and see each one of the universities in Australia and talk to their final master's cohorts.
Right.
And one of the things that I open up to them about is, well, it has been the impending implication of this MRA with the UK, and you can just see their eyes open up and just go glary, because it's like, once I get my Masters of Architecture, I can actually go to the UK and they don't have to go through what I went through. They know that their Masters will be recognised and they can go through the standard registration process in the UK, and then they could come straight back here and it's recognised. And flip side, the other. And that's brilliant. That's a massive change. It's really, it's one of the advantages of studying architecture is that you learn about buildings throughout the world, and how better way to actually experience that than to actually go to another country.
True.
Boys? Well, I would hope that it would actually draw more people to be interested in the profession, because if you think that from, you know, choosing your degree, you would automatically get recognition in three different countries, is such an amazing advantage that other professions don't do. So,
Louise Cantillon and Kathleen Losby, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Branko.
Thank you, Branko.
You've been listening to Talking Architecture and Design. Until next time, goodbye.
I'm Branko Miletic, and thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine.